Unit 20. Crime-Fighting Scientists. Reading Passage.
Criminals are finding it harder to hide from the law. That's because they're up against a special type of scientist. Trained with the latest technology, forensic scientists work with police departments. Using microscopes and computers, they help solve even the most difficult cases. Scientific techniques have been used in police work for centuries. In 1248, a book from China listed ways to figure out what weapon was used in a crime. Later, in 1775, a Swedish scientist learned how to tell if poison was used to murder someone. Then, in 1835, police officers in England started using ballistics. It's a technique to match a bullet with the gun it was fired from. Today's forensic scientists are nothing short of crime-solving masters. On the front lines are crime scene investigators. They collect fingerprints, blood, hair, dirt, and other items at crime scenes. This type of work has been made famous by TV shows like CSI. The shows don't exactly match the working style of real scientists. However, some of it is similar. Back at the lab, items from a crime scene are studied. Using a comparison microscope, scientists can check if a hair sample matches a suspect's hair. DNA taken from a drop of blood can also be fed into a computer. The sample is compared to the information in a database. If there's a match, it's evidence that a suspect was at the scene. It may be enough to prove that he or she committed a crime. To carry out these difficult jobs, forensic scientists need to be highly skilled. They often have degrees in biology or chemistry. Many also have knowledge of police work. Their work isn't always as exciting as that shown on CSI. However, it's still very important. These crime fighters in white lab coats help police officers catch more criminals. That makes our cities and streets safer.